At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too. Right now, you'll find everything you need for your spring projects in our spring catalog. Add long-lasting beauty to your kitchen or bath with Mohawk porcelain tile. 13 by 13 inch Novella tile offers great graphic detail. A 13 by 13 inch Bella tile is a stunning replication of natural travertine. Your choice, just $1.99 each.
Save big money at Menards.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
$0 due at inception plus license, title, and doc fee. 36-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 2.0 Turbo ATS and a 24-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 SRX. State sales tax included in prices. Chicago residents require use tax. 10,000 miles per year plus 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offer good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it. They don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Wild. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Illinois residents lease a 2015 ATS courtesy car for $279 a month with no down payment and sales tax included.
$279 a month. No down payment, sales tax included.
Or a 2015 SRX courtesy car for $309 a month with no down payment and sales tax included.
That's right. $309 a month, no down payment, sales tax included. Forget that fast-talking Z copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Now open Saturday for service.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Amaticola. This morning at Bulls practice, Tom Thibodeau was asked about Pau Gasol.
A little better today.
Any availability for tomorrow?
Day to day, I don't know.
Anybody else with any bumps and bruises that are...
Everyone else is fine.
Yeah, everyone else is fine. The series is tied at 2 now. Heads back to Cleveland for Game 5 tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 6. Kyrie Irving had an MRI, revealed tendonitis in his left knee as well as a right foot strain. The Cubs are 3-7 to start the month of May. Tonight they open a four-game series at Wrigley with the Mets. New York is 20-11. They've won 4 of their last 5. John Lester opposes Jacob DeGrom. First pitch is at 7:05. The White Sox travel to Milwaukee to open a three-game series at Miller Park. Jeff Samardzija faces Willy Peralta. Pregame on the Score starts at 5:45. Hockey, the Western Conference Finals are all set as the Blackhawks take on the Anaheim Ducks.
Look out, Ducks!
No, whoa.
Whoa!
No schedule announced yet as the Eastern Conference semis are still going on. Game 6 is tomorrow. Montreal at Tampa Bay. Wednesday, Game 7, Capitals at the Rangers. I'm impressed as hell that you remembered. It was 30 minutes ago.
I know. I was thinking the same thing that I'll never remember, so I have to tie a string.
Where'd you tie it around, though? All righty.
I can't say.
Yep. The Bears have waived the Kasim Green and defensive
end. And they waived him also.
Austin Lane. Wow. Hey, funny guy, why don't you shut your mouth?
Get your mouth shut.
Get your mouth shut, punk.
Here's your IQ, buddy.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You know, Terry and I were having such a nice moment there, and you had to jump in and ruin
everything.
We had
a manly moment.
Why do you ruin everything? God. They also signed QB Pat Devlin, ooh, linebacker Pat Westman, and defensive tackle Terry Williams. They also claim, let me saw this, Dan, a tight end Chris Pantelli.
I saw this. Chris Pantelli. How many of the
Pantelli.
Bears? The Bears
current. Pantelli.
Pantelli?
He's going to be a good one. I have a feeling.
How many Bears tight ends currently on the roster can you name?
8. There's 8 of them. And I can name Martellus Bennett.
Yep.
I can name the guy from the Broncos. There was the guy from the Jets they just signed today.
Des mm-hmm. Clark.
Chris Pantelli.
No, Des Clark's longer
Des
tired.
Clark.
They got Zuki. Martellus Bennett, Bear Pasco, Dante Rosario,
no,
Zach
no, no,
Miller.
No, 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 no. It's not Bear Pasco. What's his name?
Oh, it's like
James
Chad.
Allen.
Chad.
Chadwick.
Chad Feldman.
Chad Feldman Pasco.
All right, name the tight end. There's 8 of them. Name them all. Go ahead.
Martellus Bennett, Bear Pasco, Dante Rosario, Zach Miller, Blake Annan, Brian Vogler, Jacob Maxwell, and now Chris Pantelli.
I know.
Some future interns.
Be planning there. A very special attack.
Chris Pantelli. They're going to go with the four tight end set. Chris Pantelli was released by the Jets on Friday, and as Dan read him off there, eight tight ends on the roster now.
Yeah, that's a lot of bad.
Good move. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois' graduate school, accelerated master's in sports administration at RMU. Join 670 The Score's Jason Goff, in case you didn't know where he worked, for a score appearance. Actually, I'm going to read it just like this. Join 670 The Score's Jason Goff for 670 The Score appearance. Saturday from noon to 2 at T-Mobile in Wheaton on Butterfield Road. Enter for your chance to win great prizes. It's brought to you by T-Mobile. I know that's going to be a very entertaining appearance, so come on out and see Jason on Saturday from noon to 2 in Wheaton, Butterfield Road, T-Mobile. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score today, 5:45, Sox and Brewers. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Hyundai. Visit WebHyundai.com today.
Moores and Bernstein.
Moores and Bernstein.
At it again.
Afternoons on The Score.
Does getting kids off to school get easier as they get older or harder?
I don't remember. I was sleeping through that, too.
I got one easier. That would, like, walk out without pants if I didn't remind him. His new thing is he has to make eggs for everybody.
Gotta eat a breakfast. I'll fix you some eggs.
Every day, he wants everybody to ask him to make eggs to order, and then he's like the egg king and has to stand at the stove making eggs for everyone.
219, Les, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't get your point.
And I said, you know, really, you don't have time for this. Why don't you just get your stuff together and get to school? And he said, no, I have to make eggs.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
I sent my kids when they were home out looking for the six kids that were missing. No, it gets easier.
Okay.
And he won't be wanting to make eggs every day. He'll find other things in his life that interest him.
Just get your backpack together. Get your stuff.
And
make
get
sure
your motor
you're
running.
Wearing appropriate clothes and get moving. I don't have time for eggs Florentine at the moment.
Hey,
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Oh, man. Talking to you at 312-644-6767, Boers and Bernstein. You know, I'm hoping, before we get out of, because we always got great emails about basketball. I would really like some better phone thoughts about basketball.
You're not getting them.
No?
I don't think so.
Well, then I'll check it off my list.
I don't think you're getting it.
You know, just the thought, kind of a random thought, that I'd like some better basketball.
The question that we were discussing off the air, as the Cubs are unveiling their new bleachers, the left field bleachers opening, the right field video board is going to be on, but the left field bleachers have a sort of a bar-like feature called the well, that there's an area just a few feet across in front of the actual bleacher seats where people can walk just on the other side of the fence, and there's stools there, and it's really like a just sort of like a little strolling area where people can stand and take in the game and have a beer. And my first thought was that you're going to have people hit by home run balls because they're just not paying attention. There's just going to be people socializing with their back turned to the game, hit you in the head. So that's something that possibly could happen there. But Tanny was saying, boy, if trying to make it less of a bar atmosphere, they certainly appear to be doing the opposite. And I think they're very clearly trying to make it more of a party atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, remember years and years and years ago, like back in 2003, what we used to call the Wrigley Ass Clowns. And they were there in their cargo shorts with the upside down visors.
Numbers.
But think about it. Those people, that generation of Wrigley fan 20-something Yahoo, they're married with kids and living in Naperville.
All of them?
But what I'm wondering, is there a new... Wrigleyville is always filled with 20-somethings, but are the modern millennial Cub fans different? Or, I mean, bring on... I wonder, though.
No, I don't think
so. It's been so long.
It's
been so long since they flocked there. I wonder if times have changed. I wonder if that generation of ass clown...
You think less ass clown or no ass clown?
I don't know. I just think that I found that I was assuming that it was that kind of population. You had all the orange women with the giant sunglasses.
know, they have the too much bronzer on, and they have the big shades, and then you had the same, oh, cubbies, woo-hoo, that we used to make fun of.
When I first saw the pictures there with the well and the stools, I had two thoughts. Number one, trying to do something similar to the Green Monster.
Yep.
With like unusual different seating type things. And secondly, how soon before one of those stools is thrown out into the field?
They're not going to be bolted down?
It didn't look like they were going to be bolted down.
Okay.
They looked like regular wooden stools.
Well, I hope nobody
will. Well, ask Maddie. He's your Cub guy. Ask him if he thinks he has clones that left the building.
I mean, I have no answer for
him. I just wonder demographically.
His derogatory remarks he makes about Cub fans and that stupid voice he uses, I don't want to get involved with that conversation.
I wonder if those people are gone.
Well, you know, I'm sure some of them are gone, you know, Dan, but not everyone, you know, gets married in their 20s and has kids. I mean, some of them are still living there.
But will they feel compelled to go to a game and be an idiot? Like, maybe, yes. I think they probably have enough.
As adults with kids?
I think they might have enough disposable income to sit elsewhere.
Oh, no, I think they're still, a dumb ass clown fan in all of us. Enough to do it at least once.
Yeah, I have no doubt there's plenty of ass clowns to fill in when this team is, you know, when there's hope and there's, with this team in particular, you'll find plenty of ass clowns as the weather warms up.
And I know they've been, you know, not playing all that well lately and losing a lot, and they're back to 500 now. Well, they were five games over? Was that the high point? Five or six, whatever it was. But I'll tell you what, that thing with Chris Bryant and the team leaving the dugout was absolutely one of the greatest things I've seen in a long time.
I just wish he would have just sat down, though.
No, because I love that he ran down there. I loved it because, you know, they were waiting there for him for something. Who knows what they were doing? I don't know if it was Anthony Rizzo or if it was, you know, I've heard that Dave Martinez really orchestrates a lot of the clubhouse stuff.
Madden was the one signaling, get out of here.
Yeah, Madden.
If you look at the replay, Madden was signaling, get out of here, down the runway with ye.
Yeah, because it's Martinez that actually orchestrates really all those Anthony Rizzo, Tony Rizzo dance parties afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's at the center of it. He grabs the guys that are the highlight guys for that game and puts them in the middle of the whole dance-off.
Well, he's been in the middle before of Cub problems.
You know, because Madden has a thing where he tells the guys, you know, he says, after a loss, lose hard for 30 minutes. After a win, win hard for 30 minutes, and then move on.
Mm-hmm.